This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. So that's the reaction you get when you're first place in the region.
That's what happens when you beat Bullock.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly what happens.
You take those stinking swamp lizards and show them what's what. So big win Friday night against Bullock Academy, starting off region play 34-7, the final score. Didn't look like it was going to be that in the first half. It looked like it was going to be a long, drawn-out, low-scoring affair after that first quarter, or should I say that first Frederica Knights drive, because they were almost the same thing.
Yeah, it that first drive ate up 10 minutes, you know. But that just goes to show our kids, we talk about it all the time, we talk about our team, like, we don't think teams can go 70 yards and 80 yards and grind it out, and our kids went 91 yards on like 15 plays and grounded it out and put in a touchdown, and we're up 7-0 going into the second quarter. Going to the half at 7-0, I thought it would be one of those, you know, going to come down to a miracle play at the end, and I was hoping that we weren't going to have to either make the miracle happen. I thought our kids did a great job Friday night. They played with a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity, and played really, really physical. Like, we beat Bullock up Friday night up front, and we ran the ball really well. I mean, I think we ran for a total of almost 270 yards. And then Thomas threw the ball for over 100 and maybe about 105, 106 yards, I think is what he had.
Last week we talked about how, you know, having just the hashtag lean 19 this year, that it's not feasible to really make any adjustments during the game, that it really happens during the half. What kind of adjustments did you do? Because it didn't really look like you needed to make any real adjustments there.
Well, you know, we just kind of went in and hoped, we anticipated them making some adjustments, was what we did. We thought they would come out and give us a four-man front and do some things, and then they didn't. I mean, we came out in the second half and received the kickoff, and all of a sudden, Coach Barnes on the headset, and we're like, listen, Coach, they're lining up exactly the same way and they did in the first half. So for us, we did our job and went back out there and went to executing, and we found a few things that we felt like we could hit them on, and we did, because the kids made the slight adjustments, but we were anticipating them to make some changes, but they didn't, and our kids just continued to execute.
Pretty much all night long, it was a steady stream for huge chunks of the game of Jordan Triplett. And when all said and done, 50 carries for 242 yards and 5 touchdowns. Say something about that, because that's kind of staggering. It's a staggering stat line right there.
First, that was the first time I've ever given a kid the ball 50 times. Second, all that speaks volumes to our offensive line and John Phillips Fires, because John Phillip has to go up in there and hit somebody all 50 times. And he did a great job Friday night doing that. And our offensive line just beat them up. And you turn it over to those guys. I felt like our guys were winning the battle up front. And, you know, we're not bigger than anybody. We just played really good. We played well with technique, and we drove them off the ball, and we executed. And just did an outstanding job. Jordan did a great job holding on to the ball, finding the daylight when we had some running lanes. And end of the night, he did. He carried it 50 times for 246 yards, and he did have 5 touchdowns. And wonderful night. But also on the flip side, when you look at it, is JP had 4 receptions, too, that were pretty big, almost 60 to 70 yards of receptions. One big one down the middle of the field that he doesn't get tripped up. He probably scores from 50 yards out. And, you know, I just thought he played an outstanding game along with everyone else. And, you know, it was a total team effort. Our kids played well in Thomasville, did a really good job too.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network, which is actually where I was about to go next after that, talking about Thomasville, his second game back after the injury that cost him a pretty much the entire first half of the senior year. He was asking, nay begging, during the Memorial game to throw the ball some more. You really can't do that when you're handing a team their posterior the way you are doing with Memorial. But let's talk about how well he performed. It didn't have a ton of throws, but the ones that he did were pretty sizable.
You know, when you throw it 10 times and you're 8 out of 10, one's a drop and another one was a shot down the field at the end of the half, you're pretty efficient. We don't have the one drop. He's 9 of 10 with one interception and 115 yards. I can't ask for a quarterback to be much more proficient than that, besides don't throw an interception. But other than that, you know, he executed the game plan really well, knowing where we needed to go with the ball, what we needed to do, and he got everybody on the field ready to go, you know, snapping the ball. And he's a field general out there, and he's able to command it. He keeps everybody in line, keep them from chit-chatting and, you know, chattering and all that stuff. And I thought Thomas did a really good job executing. He made some big plays when we needed to on third down.
Bryce Riley again with the big reception, one of the ones he got from Thomasville.
Yeah.
And let's talk about how we know he can catch the ball. We saw that he can throw the ball, but let's talk a little bit about, because I know that he was pretty involved in blocking as well on Friday night.
Well, you know, that goes a long way right there. Is, you know, we run a couple of slip screens out to John Phillip, and he called him, and Bryce and Blake did a great job out there blocking, and JP's able to turn it up, pick up 15, 20 yards at a pop on some of those slip screens, and, you know, Bryce does a great job. What it does, it gives us a different dimension. We're able to stretch the field. People have to defend the whole field. They don't have to defend just the box. So it creates a problem for defenses, and I thought our kids did a really, really good job.
Speaking of defenses, the Knights defense able to pretty much shut down the Bullock Academy Gators the entire night. I think there was like one extended drive that they had, and apart from that, it was 3 and 4, and I think 6 and out was the most they could manage to muster against them.
Yeah, I thought our defense played fantastic. We were flying to the ball. We were reading our keys. We missed a couple assignments, but we were smart enough to know when we were about to miss it. The guy that was about to miss it made a play. Bryce batted the ball down on one of them and fixed it. But, you know, I thought our defense played lights out. Besides the one deep pass that we gave up, you know, our kids went in there, and we were very physical. Opening drive, I thought we hit Bullock pretty much right in the mouth right off the bat on the first drive, kind of set the tone, you know, executed. Our kids played really well. They played fast and they played physical all night long. I don't know how many yards. I've got to figure it up, but I don't think they had more than 150 yards of offense all night.
Feels good packing them off too. More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island in beautiful Richmond Village. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And this is the time of the show where we usually talk about our injury status. I had to take two players out from Friday night's game, Dan McHugh and Isai Hernandez. Did we make it out of the game without any further injuries? And how are we looking after a couple days worth of practice this week?
Well, we're still down Daniel and Isai, and we'll be without John Phillip this week too. We're going to be down JP, which is a big hit.
That is.
Yeah, he's tweaked the knee, so we're going to give him some rest, and hopefully he'll be back ready to go maybe for Pinewood.
And speaking of Tyler, we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. They are next week's opponent. This week, however, we get to now. Before we get to that, there's one other thing I wanted to make sure that we got on the record about this past Friday night. And we'll do a couple of things, a couple more things about the book. One, you obviously were able to ship the 5-yard voodoo that they had put on the field last year.
Yeah.
We went up there, and every time we were inside the 5, couldn't seem to get anything going. You're obviously able to take care of that. And there was at least one play from inside the 5-yard. I think there was a play at the 1-yard line. And I'll be honest, up in the booth, I was saying, okay, this would be the perfect place for some Quaker Panther. and you didn't get the psychic vibes I was sending.
I did not get it. I was asked about it, and I was worried. I was worried we wouldn't get the snap. That's what I was worried about. So I didn't go Quaker Panda, but you know, I've been informed that he's prepared and he's ready at any time. But I thought we did shape the 5-yard, you know, inside the red zone. At one point, you know, we made a beautiful block on the inside, and they called us for holding at the 1-yard line, and it wasn't a hold. It was just that JP pancaked the guy, and Jordan just ran right over them both at the same time, and they called a holding, and I was like, dude, that's not a hold. I mean, that he didn't tackle him, he didn't do anything. That was a good block. And so, you know, and so it's first and goal at the 13, but our kids regrouped and then three plays put it right back in the end zone. They weren't phased, and I thought that was a real testament of where we were at that point Friday night.
And then let's also talk about the last play of the game. Jordan's 5th touchdown of the night as time expired. I'll let you explain it, but I was up there. I'll be the one to admit that I was up there, and I was saying, you know what? Let's twist the knife. Let's rub the salt in the wound. Because I remember the Hurricane game, that 8-7 absolute travesty on a Tuesday night back in 2017. Yes. I remember that last-minute loss last year in the regular season on that questionable completion down at the 1-yard line. So this is a bullet we're talking here. I'm okay with twisting the knife. I'm okay with rubbing the salt in the wound, but I will let you explain it. It wasn't that. It was actually proper game and clock management.
Yes, we were trying to see if we could run the clock down to take a knee, but then all of a sudden we noticed that when they blew it in, we were going to have 8 seconds left on the clock. And so we couldn't take a knee because it was 4th down. And so if we take a knee, it goes over to them, and I didn't want to give them a possession. So I yell out there, we're going to run toss. Just run toss sweep. And Jordan, just keep running until you run the 8 seconds off. So we bobbled the snap, and Thomas picks it up, flips it. Jordan, he's trying to stay on his feet. He's running. He makes a couple moves. Next thing I know, that's why he actually turned around. It wasn't like a taunt. He was looking to see if the clock had run out. When he did, he backpedaled into the end zone. So it wasn't one of those things we were trying to. And then you and other folks were like, you mean to tell me you didn't try to score? Why were you not trying to score? This is a bullet. You were always trying to score. And I was like, no, it's just game etiquette, you know. But, you know. But like you said, it wasn't intentional. But, hey, you know, that's what happens when everybody's blocking and does their job. And you finish. That's what we told the kids to do, was finish, and we finished. We finished on the last play with a touchdown.
So. Tell you what, since I'm not officially affiliated with the school and can't be fined by the GISA, I'll do all the smack talking for you when it comes to stuff like that. But you got to admit, though, that it kind of looked like that because Jordan is known to be, you know, hitting the X button on Madden, doing a lot of spins during his run style. So you could see where it would have looked like that going backwards into the end zone.
Yeah, and then he got penalized. I'm like, really? He was just looking to see where the clock, what the time was on the clock. So, but, you know, our kids did a great job. Everybody got picked up. We got around the edge, and we scored. That's their job to tackle us.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 1-0 in region play now on the 2021 March to Mercer. And I just found out something very interesting during the break. The Max Preps ranking of Frederick Academy right now stands at, drumroll please,
lucky number 6.
The most dangerous number 6 seed in the GISA. That 6 seed's been coming to us before. I think we're okay with that for right now.
Yeah, we're fine with it. You know, I kind of like it, but like I told the kids when we come in on Tuesday, we started talking Tuesday that, you know, I felt like if we could win this Friday, if we could win out, we could get as high as the 3 seed if we win out, and that would give us a home game. We might have to travel to the 2 seed, but, we got a legitimate argument. You know, if Thomas was healthy, we probably win some games in the first half of the season. You know, we were trying to piecemeal it together, and I thought our kids did a great job. And it's what it's done, it's made us better as a football team of overcoming adversity and understanding what adversity looks like. And I think our kids have accepted it. We played hard. I thought we did a really good job the second half alone, and we've been building on it like we talked about, and I continue to say that. And, you know, if we can go out here and finish strong this in these last 3 games and run the table, it will have been an absolutely great year so far.
What, like starting the season with only 22 kids on the roster, wasn't that enough coming back adversity to you?
Well, yeah. And so, like you said, you start out with 21, 22 kids, and if you go away and then you're 20, 21, and you get some guys nicked up, beat up, and this Friday we'll be dressing 17. So we'll have 17 on the sideline ready to play.
Once again, are you sure that none of those kids on the undefeated middle school team were actually ninth graders? I just have to make sure on that.
I checked. I was hoping they would be, but they won't have me play any of them. I wish I could.
Maybe the next time. So don't forget, this upcoming Friday night, we start off, or we continue region play against the St. Andrews Academy Lions in Savannah, road game. There's no football in Glynn County this weekend.
Oh, really?
Knights are on the road. Terriers are on the road. Pirates have got the bye week. Dogs have got a bye. Jags have got a bye. It's precious little football happening.
It was bad scheduling by Coach Derek. I should have made him come down here, and we would have the only show in town.
There you go.
But they forfeited last year, and so this year we got to go up there. And somebody said it actually. So they actually said, well, why don't we make them come down here? And I'm like, well, they paid a fine. So we got to go up there, and we got to be ready to play. It can't be a trap game. And I've talked to the kids about that a bunch this week. Don't let it be a trap game. Don't overlook it. Get yourself ready, and let's go ahead and take care of business. And so far, I thought we've had a pretty solid week of practice.
We'll get more in-depth into this Friday's opponent, the St. Andrews Lions, when we come back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nats Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nats Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons, and this segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. So, Friday night, St. Andrews Academy Lions. Again, like you mentioned before the break, we did not play them last year because of the COVIDs. I should have gone back and looked, but I know it was 2013, maybe the last time we played them. It's been a while. We played them in Savannah.
Yeah, it's been a long while. I think we may have scrimmaged them in 2016 or something when Jalen, Jason, and Isaiah and Patrick were all freshmen, maybe. But this has been the first time we played them in quite a while. So it should be an interesting matchup. They got new coaching staff. I think they got about 25 kids, somewhere between there, and they're not a bad football team. We got to go out and play well and make some things happen. They got a really good quarterback, got a good receiver, a couple running backs. So we're going to have to play good on defense, and we're going to have to be very physical on offense.
They're coming into the game winless in region play so far, falling to Trinity this past Friday night. Do you look forward to playing somebody that has that, or is this are you afraid that it's one of those trap games where they've got nothing to lose and your back's against the wall kind of situation? Yeah.
Well, their back's against the wall and they do have nothing to lose, so there's no telling what you're going to get out of them, so you prepare kind of for everything. Reverse passes and jet passes and everything else, you just have to get ready for it. So it's one of those things that we have to go in and control the game. And so I told the kids this week, we need to go in and take over the game early, you know, kind of set the tone and get control of it. And I think our kids did a really good job the last 2 weeks of taking over the game and setting the tone. I would say, you know, people are like, oh, you really set the tone against Memorial, but I thought we set the tone really in the Bullet game too in the first half. We hit them dead in the mouth, and then they cowered down a little bit. And I thought our kids did a really good job of setting the tone early and in that game. So our goal is to go in, set the tone, be efficient, be very, offensively execute, defensively take care of your assignments, and special teams make some plays. And if we can do that, we got a good chance of coming out of Savannah 2-0 in the region and having a chance to play for the region championship, theoretically, next week.
I think I would actually dial it down even closer on the Bullet game, to the first quarter of the Bullet game, that long 10-yard drive where you were just absolutely grinding out that clock, because that's what you've been talking about all season, about that ball control, clock control offense. And you actually said something the last time we sat down where you said that we're kind of flipping the script on the hashtag from previous years, that it's all breaks, no gas.
Yeah, it really is. We're a grind it out, get 3, 4, 5, 6 yards. And we're not all gas, no brakes. We're a lot more brakes and a lot less gas this year because of the number of kids we got. So we have to be very, very good at how we manage the clock and what we do. Would I love to play fast and up tempo if I've got the kids? But I'm going to coach to the kids that I got, and we're gonna figure out a way to be successful with our kids. And right now, grinding it out and doing the little things and, you know, not trying to do too much has been very successful for us and getting us in our comfort zone and getting everybody to understand what we're doing.
Up-tempo will come over the next 2 years once you get those 30-some kids out of the middle school program up into the big leagues.
We get all those kids. Yeah, we'd probably be up-tempo. And, if we got some kids that can stretch the field and get down the field, we'll play up-tempo. But right now, with 20 kids, We're trying to beat people up on offense and keep our defense off the field as much as possible.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Looking ahead slightly, just because I know you hate to do it.
Thanks.
Next week, taking on Pinewood. And Pinewood, the score this past Friday night kind of raised some eyebrows at first glance. They were only able to beat Memorial Bay 37-27, and knowing how bad we took them to the woodshed, raises an eyebrow with it being that close. But then when you look closer at the box score, kind of explain what the story was.
Well, I think they were ahead 37-3 at the half, and Coach Watson probably pulled everybody, played all his backups. We didn't have a choice; we just played everybody, which is 19 kids we had dressed up that night. So, you know, we still got starters rolling in with our younger guys and rotations. But, you know, we put all the freshmen on the defensive line in the second quarter against Memorial. So, you know, I don't really look into that 37-27 thing. You know, we've already started looking a little bit at what matchups, and they're going to be ready. They're going to be a good team, and, you know, they're going to come in here. We got to be ready to play. But we got to take care of St. Andrews first, and we win that game, then it's pretty much setting up for the region championship at that point between us and Pinewood. And, I mean, what's different? I've been here 9 years, and we played for it for 7. So, you know, it's nothing we hadn't done and hadn't been a part of. I think we've won it 5 times in 9 years. So, what the heck, let's go win it one more time. And
it's not like we're doing anything else on Friday.
That's right. So, you know, let's get another region championship, and I think our kids are mentally trying to get prepared for that week in, week out. So, but our goal is they want to know this week, and I think they've done a pretty good job of blocking out the noise of all that stuff.
the rat poison, as Coach Shaver would say.
Exactly.
All right, going even further down the line on that, we actually traveled to Dublin this year to wrap up the season up against Trinity. And I don't know, it just, you know, looking back at the last couple of years, it almost seems like Trinity has got, if not more, at least as much of a home field advantage as Bourbon does when we play.
Oh, yeah. You go into Trinity Dublin, you're down 14. So, you know, they always play really good at home. You know, was it a couple years ago, didn't we jump out to the lead 35-14 or something, and they made it 35-35, and then we beat them 49-35 or something like that?
I think that was the championship year.
Yeah, and so, you know, we just, again, that's going to be a long ride, so we got to figure out a way to break it up, get our kids, you know, up there and focused and ready to play. But, you know, looking at all these three games ahead, we got to take care of the first one, and that's going to be St. Andrews. And, you know, we can't look past anybody. Again, we only got 19 kids, so we got to be ready to play anybody and everybody.
Hashtag the lean 19, hashtag small in number, big in heart. I don't think the hashtag can work very well in audio translation. But
yeah.
Anyway, we'll keep dropping it out there.
There you go. Sounds good. It looks good on all the media, but I think our kids have done a really good job, and I praised them all week. I thought they played a really good game against Bully, and I want them to know that, and I want them to get ready and go take care of business this week. So, you know, it's nothing that we're not used to doing. We're used to playing for region championships and putting ourselves in this position, no matter what number of kids we've got.
Coaches that are the kids have done a great job, and the coaches and trainers have not been YouTube chatting or jump either. So let's give credit where credit is due on that.
I think Adam's done an outstanding job of keeping us standing upright and playing. So,
duct tape and bailing wire. That's what I understand the secret is on that. But the Red Ring Knights look to go 2-0 in the region this Friday night in Savannah. Make the road trip up to St. Andrews Academy as we take on the Lions. 7:30 kickoff. Be there, and we'll be back here next Wednesday night. Thank you again for joining us. The Frederick Academy Coach Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simons every Wednesday night, 7:30 for the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all Friday night. Go Knights.